I'm going to have us to say something, which I know is real powerful. I've said it about 7 or 8 times this morning already. I'm going to have you to embrace and embody truth. We're going to make a statement because the truth that I'm going to teach you about faith this morning, Junior has already prayed. We're going to begin a series this morning. I need to teach it and reteach it. How to fully live in the realm of faith. How to fully live in the realm of faith. And I tell you, we ever need to know how to live in faith. Right now, we need to know how to live in faith. And so I want to share some things with you this morning. But here's the truth that I want you to confess with me. It'll be on tape so you can get your hand on it. God's love, come on, truth, and wisdom flood my mind and heart. I love the truth. I hear the truth, and I know the truth. God's river of peace floods my mind, and I give thanks for my freedom. I think rightly and reflect divine wisdom and divine intelligence in all ways. My mind is the perfect mind of God, unchanging and eternal. And I'll pause here a minute now. Y'all, I want y'all to be saying it. I want y'all standing up at home. Members, I want y'all to get a hold of this. I got a few more things. I hear the voice of God, which is the voice of peace, truth, and love. My mind is full of God's wisdom and understanding. Whatever is vexing me now is leaving me, and I'm free and at peace. See, now you'll be able to get that off the tape and go over that and over that and plant that in your heart and mind. We pray that the Holy Spirit guide us this morning in Jesus' name. You may be seated. We're going to open our Bibles to the book of Timothy. Rhonda just gave me $100 bill. I marked my Bible with it. In 1 Timothy, there are two verses we want to look at. We're going to look at them carefully and masterfully because they have something to say to us that is outstanding. The first one we want to look at is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. I already told you what we're talking about, how to fully live in the realm of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Now, anytime I see the word conscience, I know he's talking about my soul. I know he's telling me something about my soul also. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. And then we look back in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. Well, I need to take verse 18 in there with it. Let me read verse 19 first. Hold in faith. Now the same thing was said in verse 9, in 3 and 9, hold in faith. Don't turn your faith loose. Always keep your confidence, listen very carefully, in the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. He will not fail you. And God will, for lack of a better word, will not fool around about what he said he would do. So he says, in the 19th verse of the first chapter, Paul apostolically revealed to this young man the realm of faith government, that faith governs the things of God. And Paul apostolically, and this morning apostolically, I'm going to teach you how to stand firm in your faith, because there are many things the Bible says about faith. It says faith is the victory. holding faith. That word holding is in both verses. And a good conscience. Now watch what happened. What some having put away. What? Put away what? What the next two verses is? Y'all looking? Concerning faith. Thank you, Ronnie. You're the only one else. Concerning faith. So I need y'all to pay attention. Y'all are in here. I need y'all to connect because y'all are going to affect what I have an effect on what's going on. Some have put it away concerning faith. Look what happened when they put it away. Have made shipwreck. In the world of the spirit, if faith is not in place, you're going to make shipwreck. So it's so important, no matter what's going on, to abide in faith. Now, Paul, in ministering to this young man, in the 18th verse of the first chapter, he said, "This charge I commit thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest." Now, I like the last four words here. War a good warfare. Paul, one time, said, I fought a good faith. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course in 1 Timothy 6:12. So it's warfare. And so I want to bring in a statement that was made prior to starting. Invictus. I am the master of my F-A-T-E. And I'm the captain of my soul. He said that many years ago. I'm the master of my F-A-T-E, not F-A-I-T-H. I'm the captain of my soul. Now, faith, F-A-T-E, mean the development of events beyond a person's control, regarded as determined by a supernatural power. See, when he says, I'm the master of my F-A-T-E, because the words sound alike, I'm the captain of my soul, these voices are stirring, but in my studying, I said, I'm the master of my faith. I am the captain of my soul. I say F-A-I-T-H, because when the supernatural needs to come in my life, faith is my magnet. Faith draws God. It draws Jesus. It draws the Holy Spirit. When faith is activated, the whole Godhead is on the move. It's powerful, man. I want to throw some words out at you before I start opening the scriptures. Feeling. Faith. I'm going to throw some words out that faith overrides. Feeling. Fact, F-A-C-T, faith overrides fact. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe something have attacked you. But that fact don't hold you because you know how to shift into another dimension, another realm, another power, another glory. Faith can bring you into another power. Faith can bring you into another glory that overrules facts. Ooh, somebody say amen. Because I tell you, Apostle, I need some fact overruled. You know, sometime in your life, you need some fact overruled that they look so real. But by revelation and by stepping into the realm of faith, you qualify to change the fact. Faith overruled failure. I want you to get this down. Any type of failure you think going on in your life is about to be overruled right now. Because we're going to teach you how to fight a good warfare with faith. Faith overrules fear. Wherever fear is, when faith step in, fear has to step on the side, because fear knows that faith can change it. Faith overrules the fall, F-A-L-L, the mistake you've made, the shortcoming you've made, You're not where you're supposed to be because you fell down. But faith overruled that. It'll bring you back up. And then, quite naturally, faith overruled, F-A-T-E, a situation that a pushing in can't be changed, but faith is supernatural, and it could change your faith. I even got the word foggy. If anything foggy in your life, you can't see clear. You know there's something holding you back some kind of way. But oh my God, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place today. But faith overruled foggy situation. Foggy situation is like a frog jumping from one place to another. You don't know where yet, but faith catch it and make it straight for you. All right? All right, that which is false that tried to enter your life and make itself real, when you're operating in faith, faith shines a light on it. Faith said, it's not real. Get back. Uh-huh. You got it? And let's deal with one more. Forecast. Faith. Somebody said something that's coming, and everybody afraid, like we are today. But faith overrule statistics and forecasts. People, they got the facts about it. They got all their numbers straight. But yet, a person who knows how, good God Almighty, help me, Holy Ghost, knows how to operate in faith, override the forecast. In other words, they change the predicament. They change the natural prophecy that had been made because that person know how to operate in faith. Let me give you some more things that really going to build you up. Faith, turn to Hebrews 11, 1. Faith, now, that's the word. Now, with all the facts stacked against you, all the fear all around you. But faith is now. Faith is right there when the fear you're looking in your face. Faith is saying, we're not going to accept this. Who I'm talking to out there? We're not going to accept this. We're not going to accept this pandemic. We're not going to accept being locked up all our lives. No. Now, faith. That's the key. Now, present tense fact. In the present tense in the realm of the spirit. You see? See, things look absent. Things look absent in the natural. But in the present tense of faith, it's just like I said it. See? It's a Mark 11, 23 connotation. Jesus said, very, very, I said, whosoever shall say, that's faith, to this mountain, to this pandemic, to the devil, be thou removed, be thou cast into sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things what you say. Jesus said, Jesus said this. I can't take your word over this. Jesus said this. You shall have whatsoever you say. I have talking right when things going wrong. I can talk to things that seem like they're not going right. I have the ability to call things that be not as though they were. Because my faith go there and grab it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. I'm operating in another realm. Say it. What I see, what I feel, what the forecast is, what fear. People running in fear, whatever it is, failure, I walk in a different realm. My father made it possible for me to walk in a realm called faith. Amen. Amen. Now, you get Hebrews 11 and 1, and you got to turn to the scripture because the scripture got to talk to you. See, it's all about God and you. I'm here to minister to you. It's not about Leroy. It's all about God. The assignment God has given me to bless his people. That's what I want to do this morning. It's not about me. Not about how good I preach or nothing, how good I'm dressed or nothing, nothing. What I say, my English or nothing. It's about you and God. And the Holy Ghost in the next 15, 20 minutes going to hit this place. I can sense it. Now look at the scripture. Boys, y'all pay attention. Look at the scripture. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. So all failure, all fear, all forecast is not my present moment. All facts, they are not my present moment. My present moment is faith. Know the Bible said, the just shall live by faith. The Bible said, I walk by faith and not by forecast. Are you listening to me? Let's go a little further now. Where are you looking? Go to Hebrews 12 and 2. Because where are you looking? I want you to use the word finisher. I'm a finisher. And the way I finish my faith, I don't look at the facts. I don't ride on feeling. I keep my eye in a certain place. You see what I'm saying? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of what? Of our faith. Who for the joy set an example for us. That was set before him, endured the cross. Sometime you're going to have to endure something. See. The trying of your faith work patient, James 1 said. So sometimes your faith going to be tested, but that's for your growth. He says, they were set before him, endured the cross. Jesus did, despising the shame. Sometimes look like faith make you shame. Sometimes you saying one thing and the people around you seeing something else, but they don't know you got it already in another realm and it's going to manifest and demonstrate in your life. As long as you hold fast to your confession of faith, without wavering. Don't let nobody make you waver when you believe in God. God is a failure proof God. He's working all the time on your behalf. When you believe in it, thou can believe. See, that's faith. All things are possible to them that believe it. What are we talking about here? How to fully live in the realm of faith, right? Take your eyes off the problem. Take your eyes off of all report that is not given a revelation of what you want. And take Hebrews 12 and 2. Come on, please, y'all. Hebrews 12 and 2. Members, I want y'all here. Members, I need y'all here. Hebrews 12, 2. You remember when you operate in faith, oh my God, what I'm about to say now. When you operate in faith, you are a finisher. When you operate in faith, you can't be stopped till you win. Write that down. When you're operating in faith, you cannot be stopped until you win. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what the blockage are. I don't care who say you're not going to make it. I don't care what the report is. I don't even care what the report is now. We're going to make it. Look at this verse. Finishers keep their eyes on Jesus. Jesus set an example to us how faith worked. Faith finished every project. Yeah, because there's nothing more powerful than the faith of God to stop you when you're operating in faith. And then you got your shouting clothes on? Faith, the word I want you to write down now is force. Look at 1 John 5:4. Faith is a force. Faith is a divine, supernatural force that when one lives in faith, for whatsoever is born of God or whosoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. What is it?
Even our faith.
Ooh, Lord. So faith make you a finisher. Faith is a force that'll hold you no matter what's going on. And then I want you to write the word now and fixer. Faith is a fixer in Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22, 23 and 24. Mark 11:22. And Jesus answered and said unto them, you know, Jesus had just, that fig tree wasn't putting out like it should have put out. So Jesus dealt with it and the boy was all amazed over it. Jesus said, let me tell you how I did that. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Oh, I want a hoop now. Have faith in God. That's why it is. Have faith in God. That's what I want every member of Word of Life Christian Center, every partner, everybody connected to me on this line, no matter what you're going through, have faith in God. God, the girl just sung it, God is faithful. He'll never fail you. He'll never fool you. He'll never go just by feeling. You want you to operate in faith. Don't go by your feeling. Have faith in God. He's a fixer. And then you go to Mark 11, 23 and 24. He tell you how you fix it. You believe it and you saying certain things. He's a fixer. God is fixing something for you right now. While you listen to me, because faith is coming out of my mouth into your heart right now. God is fixing that situation. That situation nobody else know about. But you, God and the devil. But God is working on your behalf right now. He about to change some things for you. He's about to do some things for you right in the midst of this mess. God will reign and rule and let those who have revelation and live it in another realm step out, stand up. He's a fixer, I tell you. He's a fixer. Now, here's another word I want you to write down. Fram. Like fram of a pitcher. Fram. Turn to Hebrews 11:3. Fram. This is faith. Faith is a divine frammer. Your imagination snapped the picture and faith put the frame around it. Write that down. Your imagination snapped the picture. You know you can't do it. You're the snapper, you see, but faith put the frame around it. Because faith gonna cause the imagination to manifest. See, that's why in our text you say about your conscience. Your conscience is your cousin to your imagination. Your conscience is the cousin to your emotion. Your conscience is the cousin to your desire, to your will, your conscience. That's why Paul said in Romans 9:1, he said, I tell the truth, my lie, not my conscience, that witness with the Holy Ghost. See, what happened, people's soul been left out, so busy trying to train their spirit. Yes, sir. But they all have to be connected for it to happen. Yes, sir. If the soul left out, you're not going to manifest like you should. Look at this. How to fully live in the realm of faith. Boy, y'all know I'm preaching up here anymore, and I told y'all a lot of stuff. I got rid of your feeling. I got rid of the fact that against you. I got rid of the failure that is against you. I got rid of the fear that is against you. I got rid of the foggy position in your life that is against you. I missed the word out. There's another word I want to get rid of. False, F-A-L-S-E. False report, false thing, false pictures, false dream, false talking. We got rid of that. The forecast, we got rid of that. Now we're working on faith is right now. We're working on the fact that faith is a finisher. Faith is a force. Faith is a fixer. Now faith is a framer. Wow. Hebrews 11:3. Wow. Everybody say faith is a framer. Faith is a fixer. Faith is a force. Faith is a finisher. I got faith in me. Now, faith of frame. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And I want to say something here. If it took God 6 days to make the whole world, he ought to do something for you in 6 days. I think somewhere we've been taught that God takes a long time. But I want some people now to have some 6 days faith. If he created, he's the same creator. He's faithful, right? If he created the whole world in 6 days, he must be can do something in my world in 6 days. You see what I'm saying? See, I want you to open up to that. That's a marvelous revelation there, because we put God on a timetable, and God is not a timer. You can't put God on a timetable because he answered. He immediately. He straightway, he suddenly, we sometimes took him off that schedule and put him on a chronological clock. 1,000 years as a day with God. So God moved faster in the rim is moving faster than us. And the only way we can ride in that rim is we got to be operating in faith, because it's just moving and moving. And if you get off your faith, you gonna get on another timetable. But when you get in your faith, there ain't no W. How many see it? Who I'm preaching to? Listen to me. It's happening for you now. Look at his voice. Hebrews 11 and 3. Put it back up there. Framed. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. So you walk around and declare, I'm a faith framer. Yeah, I'm framing some things in my life. You can't see them right now, but I know they're there. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And then I got Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith, so with faith, without faith is impossible to please God. With faith is possible to please God. I'm pleasing God. And then faith. Oh, I can stay on framing for a long time. Wait, what you want to frame? What you need to frame in your life? What you need to frame that psychology, science, and academic, and the government and technology can't frame. Neither one of those can cross over into the supernatural world. You see what I'm saying? But your faith, that commodity, that spiritual commodity that God put in his word for you, he put faith in his word, he put spirit in his word, he put life in his word, he put wisdom in his word, he put love in his word, he put grace in his word, he put mercy in his word. All of that's in God's word. You loaded, man. You loaded. Don't let the lesser things bring you down to its level. No, start pulling things up to your level. This the way things gonna be. Frame thing. Don't just sit around and look at it. Tell it, this is what you're going to do. This is how it's going to come out. And I'm going to be, it ain't going to be longer than 6 days. Y'all got that? Yeah. You see, you ought to be able to create some things in 6 days. I never heard that preached. But it only took God 6 days to create the whole world. That little thing you want, I mean, you're not the whole world. Man, the elephants and the giraffe and the whale all was created in 6 days, and you reckon with the dang, don't think you what you did it when it's not big as the elephant. Wow. See it that way. See it. I'm gonna teach you faith. I'm gonna keep teaching you faith. Keep teaching you faith. Right now, faith needs to be flowing. Let me mention again. Oh my, how to fully live in the realm of faith. How to fully live in the realm of faith. And the things I'm giving you now, ooh, they're hot off the spot. Huh? You'll finish them. I got a force in me that can't be stopped. I have a fixer in me. Faith is my fixer. And then I can frame. Ooh, my goodness. And then let's go to 1 Timothy 6:12. I'm a faith fighter. Now, the thing about being a faith fighter, I never lose. No matter what I'm dealing with, as long as I recognize I'm a faith fighter and my general is faithful, the one who caught in the shot, the one who ruled, the one who reigned, the one who owned everything, I'm under him. He's my captain. He never lose. Nobody can whoop him. Nobody can stop him. No, nobody can reign over him. His name is God, G-O-D. He got a son called Jesus. And he got a Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of me to give me power, to anoint me, to give me wisdom, to give me, let me see what I don't see. Fight the good fight of faith. Good God Almighty, I want to dance. Fight the good fight of faith, children. Members, we're going through some things, but I want to tell you, as a man of God, get up and shout, fight the good fight of faith. You may not see it, you may not feel it, God dog it, but it's there. Because God put it there for you. Rejoice in the Lord. Don't be afraid. Don't hold on. Fly. Because the time to fly. We can't walk no more. Time for us to fly. Take the wings of the eagle and fly, fly, fly above it. Don't settle for it. Get up and put your wings on. Shoo. 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 Good God Almighty. Shoo. Shoo. Good God Almighty. Oh, my goodness. Shoo. Good God Almighty. Fly, fly. Stretch your arms out. Fly over that pandemic. Fly over all those forecasts. Fly over all that fear. Fly over all those facts. Fly over failure. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Fly above the fog. Sometime when I'm flying, we're going through the clouds. But my pilot said, going on to be a few moments because we're not going to stay in these clouds. These clouds just here, but we're going above the cloud. And all of a sudden, the plane straightened out. No trembling, nothing. We're above the cloud. God dogged fate, take you above the cloud. We'll fly like the eagle. Good God Almighty. I want to preach, boy. Shoo. First Timothy 6:12, you see it? And then Nokotale Nishkanta. Second Timothy 4:7. Look at that. Katatalayashat. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my goodness. I feel his presence. Shoo. Glory. Glory. My goodness. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. They ain't talking about dying. They ain't talking about dying. They ain't talking about dying. Every battle you have. I fight a good fight. Finish that battle. Keep the faith. See? See? You know what? Everybody won't take every voice to dying voices. Anybody want no dying? Fight. I'm fighting right now. I got some things I got to finish right now. Another aspect, even before I start teaching the lesson. Another aspect is focus. Faith. Sit down. Faith. You need to focus in faith. I'm going to give you a scripture. Hebrews 11:13 gives us some focusing factors. Hebrews 11:13 gives us, I got to give, if I got to go over this again, it gives us some. I am the master of my faith, F-A-I-T-H. I am the captain of my soul. When your faith is working properly and your conscience holding faith in a good conscience, when your conscience or your soul and your spirit is teamed up in faith, you're a powerful being. What happened is people been trying to use faith just in their spirit, but your soul has to be in alignment for it to work. Okay. Look at in Hebrews 11:13 now. I'm using one word, focus. Everybody say focus. Focus. Yeah, you have to, listen to me, you have to focus your faith. You have to have your faith have to beam in on what you're believing for. And you cannot afford when you're operating in faith to be distracted. Talk to me. Yeah. Don't care if things look like they're going worse or getting better. Don't let that distract you. You keep your faith zoomed in. That's a word. Zoomed in. Now, members, I want y'all to zoom in on your faith. Zoom in on the things that I've taught you over the years. And rejoice. And I want you to laugh every now and then. I want you to laugh. I want you to laugh if you don't have nothing to laugh about. Just laugh and grin and smile. Call it what you want. But I want you to get refreshed this morning. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over this stuff because this stuff's so powerful. I won't go to the next sheet. I need to go over this stuff. Look here. Focus. Look here. Focus. These all died in faith. All right? Not having received the promise. So the promises are there, right? Uh-huh. Now all the promises now are validated. I want to preach now on a hill. Yes, they were validated. Yes, all the promises of God came into fruition when the Lord Jesus hung on the cross. Yes, all past promises, all present promises, and all future promises came alive when Jesus died. Jesus paid for the past, the present, and the future. The price was his blood. It's paid for. Everything this book says, ooh, Jesus, it's paid for. Somebody ought to be dancing right now. Everything paid for. I might not feel it. I might not see it. I might not hear it. But I know I have it. It's mine. Why? It's already paid for. All victories. All reigning. All triumph. Is already paid for. I got to use my faith. So here, I want you to see these things. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. Now we have received the promises, but having seen them afar. So you got to see. You got to see what other people don't see. See, and what? Persuaded. What verse that remind you? That remind you in Romans 4. He's fully persuaded. What God had promised, he's also able to perform. But the reason he was, we need to look at it. Put your finger there. Let me go over this and I'm going to take you there. Persuaded them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now, there's some words in there you need to get to put on your faith. Promises, seen, persuaded. Well, you'll need all these words. Embrace, confess. And what faith also recognized, that I'm a stranger. This world is not my home. And so this world can't dictate to me how I'm going to come out, because I'm using something that dictates to the world. Are you hearing me? Faith. Now, when you go to Romans 4, go to Romans 4. I want you to see something. I saw some shouting ground over there. Go to Romans 4:20, because I want you to see something about faith there. You see, you have to focus your faith by embracing. See, now watch what happened here. See, what he staggered. Now, this is the case where God told a man, he 100-something years old, his wife 100-something years old, they're going to have a baby. All right? So he staggered not. I tell you, it'd be staggering. Some things are staggering you. But stop staggering. Oh, my God, I'm about to preach right here. Stop staggering about that situation. I heard my wife. My wife said, stand for him. Stop staggering. Stand for him in faith. Say it. Stop staggering. Something might not be going wrong right in your life, in your family now, in your finances, in your body, on your job. Something might not be. Stop staggering. How you do that? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Because staggering is what? Unbelief. Thank you, sir. Unbelief. But was strong in faith. Y'all excuse me a little bit. I got it all whipped. Strong in faith. When you're strong in faith, you don't have to stagger. Because you know who's going to win the fight. Let me dance a little more. Strong in faith. I want every member of Word of Life strong in faith. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how things look. I come to tell you today you're going to be strong in faith. I'm releasing strong faith in your home, in your finances, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. Now, watch this combination. Watch this combination. I want you to see this combination. I want you to see it. Let me get to it. What is right there? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, right? Yes, sir. But was strong in faith, right? Yes, sir. Giving glory to God, right? Huh? Strong faith do what? Give glory to God, right? And strong faith cause you not to stagger. Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. Right? So none of y'all going to snag anymore. And then Y'all love God, so you're going to give God glory. So don't care how you feel, don't let your feeling override your faith, all right? Now, look what happened in the next verse. See, that's what strong faith will do for you. It caused you not to stagger. It give glory to God. And it make you fully persuaded that what he has promised. It's faith now. It's faith. See, that voice can't exist without the voice before it. He was able also, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. That came from the voice before that. Go back to the voice before. I want y'all to see it. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. You know why? You know what Mark 9:23 say, right? You know what Mark 9:23 say, right? If thou can believe, what he say? All things are possible to him that believes. That's faith. He's talking about faith there. That's faith. Faith make all things possible. Nothing impossible with faith. And then forgive. Sit down. Forgive. Mark 11:22-25. I'm not going to read it, but you got to stay in a forgiving mode. So we don't deal with all feeling, all facts, all failure, all fear, all fall, all faith, F-A-T-E. Things that need something supernatural to change it. I'm not going to just accept the pattern. Don't just accept the pattern. The pattern the world set for you, don't accept it. That's F-A-T-E. You go to F-A-I-T-H and get in the realm of the supernatural and change F-A-T-E, supernaturally. Now, go back to our golden text for a few minutes in Timothy. I want to give you a definition of something that I think is going to serve well with the things we've gone over this morning. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Back in 1 Timothy, we're looking at verse 9 now. That's our key text. That's the text I'm going to use throughout this series. Read it with me. Holding the mystery. Now, underline mystery, because mystery denotes here revelation. It denotes secrets. See, mystery. Mystery. Now, here's what I want to say to you. Instead of living in the mysteries of faith, a large part of the body of Christ has been trying to live in the history of faith. See, Abraham's faith, Isaac's faith, I was reading about Daniel, said Daniel had an excellent spirit. He kept getting promoted, he had an excellent spirit. And we have an excellent spirit, the Holy Spirit. And Daniel's faith, those are historical faith lessons. But the mystery of faith is when God reveals faith to you for your situation and for the people you're trying to help. For me, it's for the congregation, the people who online now, the people who are trusting me as their pastor. Are you following me? See, the mystery of faith, the history of faith, yeah, Daniel was in the lion's den. And the lion couldn't bite him. Yes, the Hebrew boys was in the fire, and the fire couldn't burn him. Yes, David was a whole lot smaller than Goliath, but Goliath came tumbling down. Yes, God opened the Red Sea, and they walked across the Red Sea. All of that is true. Yes, they marched around the Jericho wall, and the Jericho wall fell. But that's history faith. It's an example to show you can go farther. See. So we have to deal with, the Lord want us to hold in the mystery of faith. In other words, in a pure conscience. In other words, anything good can happen at any moment. See, because, see, faith is not through. Faith is not through until we move from here. As long as we're in this life, we have to walk by faith, live by faith, fight by faith, stand by faith. You understand me? You understand me? So let me give you a definition of conscience. Because in both texts, it talks about the conscience. Conscience enveloping your soul. So when you seek the word conscience, you can know it's your soul that he's talking about. All right? All right? Here's what conscience means. To see. To see. Faith has eyes that see beyond the natural. When you hold in faith, listen to this thing. My God, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So the conscience have to, your soul have to lock in with your spirit for you really to see. Your mind, your emotion. Come on.
Yes,
listen. Conscience means to see, to know in one's mind. To understand, perceive, comprehend, to see completely. Now look what he tells us about faith now. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. In other words, renew your mind. Or you're going to be conformed to satanic forces. But you renew your mind, you'll be transformed. Go to Romans 12, 2. See, because renewing your mind is dealing with your conscience. It's dealing with your emotion. It's dealing with your imagination. It's dealing with you calling things that be not the world, seeing things. That other people, and be not conformed to this world. See, your faith needs this. Your faith needs you not conforming, taking shape of the situation that Satan had planted your life in. How Satan say your life going to go. How the situation is saying your life going to go. You cannot, the world cannot shape your world. You from another world. You from another rim, you from another planet, you from another power. So you see, if your soul not involved, if Satan can push your soul, your heart, or your inner man out of alignment, you can't never get to your senses. Watch me now, watch me. The Holy Spirit, your spirit, your soul, and your senses. Nobody won't shout me because y'all in the mystery world now. Y'all say, what? My senses? They always told me to keep my senses out of it. That's what Hebrew 5 said. Hebrew 5 said when you're getting matured, your senses can discern the difference between good and evil.
That's right.
See? That's what he's talking about when he's talking about in Thessalonians 1, 5, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, when he's talking about sanctifying the whole spirit, soul, and body. The soul and body are in a sanctifying process.
Yes,
your spirit already sanctified.
Yes,
so any blockage you got is coming out of your soul or your senses. Your senses shout. Your senses shout. You can't do that. Nobody never did it before. That's why I'm going to do it. Why? You say, oh, there you go. Well, they said it couldn't happen in Darrow. But God said it could.
Yes,
here we are. Got trans members at home, not crying and whining like little babies because they got the word of God in them. They know all is well. Abide in peace, good God Almighty. I got to get a clothing. Hop! I got to get a clothing place here. Hop! So you see, he says, yeah, go back to your text now. Go back to your text. They ought to be close together. Verse 9 in chapter 3. And verse 19 in chapter 1. Boy, this is powerful. Holding, verse 9. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure what? Now, I told you the conscience is the ability to see. To know in one mind. To understand. Perceive. Comprehend. In another realm, see. To see completely. Oh, no, I'm not going to miss it. Go back to Romans 12, 2. Before I go to the 19th verse, go back to Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to this world. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That your mind, listen to me, that your mind can line up with your faith. Oh, hallelujah. That my mind get in line with my faith. That my mind begin to think like my faith think. And when my faith thinking like God think. See, that's why you got to get that mind straight. By the renewing of your mind. See, now, by the renewing of your mind is by the renewing of your conscience. Because when you renew your mind, you're renewing your whole soul. Your soul, your mind, is the activator of all things that operate in your soul. All right? That you may prove what is that good. Here we go. Acceptable and perfect. Good, acceptable, and perfect faith. See, your faith can work in the good. Your faith can work. I can touch anything this morning, Leroy. Yeah. It's just anointing on me now. You see, I just talk. I can just say. You can bring a frog up, y'all. Preach him this morning. See, because the Spirit of God is upon me. I'll tell you how God made the frog to jump. You know, I'll tell you. Yeah, you know. See, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. And y'all must be praying. Yeah. Spirit of God is just right. It's just right. Everything's just right, man. It's just right. Everything's just right. Everything's just right. All right. I'm gonna change the word now. Everything's just right. I'm gonna change the word now. Everything's just ripe. All right, Peter. Ready to manifest. Ready to happen. Woo! I better dance again. Ready to happen. Everything ready to happen. Come on, y'all, get up on that chair. Say, my man of God was on TV this morning. He said, everything ready to happen. Every good thing is ready to happen in my life. Everything that I've been praying about, everything I've been believing God for is about to happen in my life because I heard the man of God preach that faith can make it happen. Matter of fact, it's happening right now. I may not see nothing. I may not feel nothing. I may not know nothing, but it's something happening right now. May the whole world get stirred up. May everybody watching YouTube and internet, may you get stirred up to know that I said, thus said the Lord, your faith is about to carry you somewhere you've never been before. Get ready to fly. Get ready to ride high. Get ready to go above the clouds. Faith calls you to live above the clouds. Even though the clouds are there, but faith said, let me take you up a little higher so you can look down on the cloud and tell the cloud when they're going to leave. Tell somebody this hour morning. How can with preaching like this, how can you feel this courage? How can you operate as someone who don't have no confidence when the word of God is pushing you into a new position this morning? The word of God is saying that I'm about to take you somewhere you've never been before. The word of God, as you operate in faith, your miracles, signs, and wonders are dancing in your room because you're operating in faith. Everything that's been trying to hold you back, everything been trying to hold you down because you know how to operate in faith. And your word says you're holding faith, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. You can see it not only in your spirit, but you see it in your soul. You see it in your mind. You see it in your conscience. You see it in your emotion. You see it in your imagination. You see it in your desire. You see it in your will. You can just see. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. Neither have entered into the heart of men the thing that God has prepared for them. But the spirit, I hear the Bible says you can live in the spirit of faith. When you live in the spirit of faith, you just say it, and faith causes it to happen. Somebody ought to shout up in here. The Lord been good to us. I got the clothes this morning. My time running out. But I feel good. I'm blessed. I'm not worried. I'm not in fear. Facts not going to run my life. I live by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the everything of things not seen. I walk by faith and not by sight. My faith brought me out of hell's way. I got born again by faith. If faith is strong enough to get me born again, to call me out of a dark, lost world of sin, fate converted me one Sunday morning, if fate can convert me one Sunday morning and change my life from hell to heaven, I know fate can change my body, change my finances, change my family, change my community, change Louisiana, change Ascension Parish, change the United States of America, change nation and country, China, change India. Change. Woo! I know faith can change everything. I'm clothed in children, but I want you to shout one time with me, because every wall about to fall, everything in your life been holding you back, I come to tell you this morning, it got to leave you alone. Be healed this morning. Be blessed this morning. Be happy this morning. Be full of joy. The Lord haven't forgot about you. The Lord haven't forgot about us. He's making a way out of no way. He's the one that opened the Red Sea. He's the one that kept the lion from tearing Daniel up. He's the one who kept the fire from burning the Hebrew boys up. He's the one that made. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one that caused Jericho wall to fall. He's the one that caused David, give David the power to whoop Goliath. He's the one that they thought they had the children of Israel. They thought they had them locked down. But he's the one who changed the situation and told them, I'm not going to let you go empty-handed. I want you to borrow from them. And I'm going to get in their mind, and they're going to have to give you that gown you want and give you that jewelry you want. Whatever you ask for, they're going to have to give it to you. They don't know why they're giving it to you. That's why God can make things happen for you. They make people do things for you. People who don't like you. People who don't have no respect for you. But God get in their mind and make them say, I want you to do that for her. I want you to, what?